Bachelor Dojo. This is Sunday, July 31st, 2022. July is over. This is episode number 20. I am Carrie. I am bowing in for the night, and I have with me Shannon. Shannon, how are you?
I'm exhausted. I just got back from a weekend at the mountains, which was very relaxing, but obviously I was with people, so not a lot of sleep. I get a big raise tomorrow.
Awesome.
So, things are looking up. But good. Right now, very sleepy. I got a new hoodie that I love.
Very nice.
Pros and cons. Goods and bads.
Good and bad. I'm recovering from a cold, also known as COVID. Okay. So my voice is cooperating at the moment, but this could be a fun episode to record. If I forget to unmute myself when I'm hacking up a lung, that is why.
When you're dying.
And when I'm dying.
When you're dying.
But we're gonna try. But since Shannon's tired and I'm sick, we're gonna try and knock this out without too many side quests.
Yeah, and what's nice is that. You know, the movie we're going to discuss tonight, I'm going to bury the league, because that's what you're supposed to do. The movie we watched for tonight, thankfully, it's like relatively short. It's an easy watch if you don't mind subtitles. I actually like half watched most of it, but mostly because I have seen it before. But also because a lot of it's just action. So it's like we picked a good movie. Like past Shannon did a good job.
Good for Shannon.
Past Shannon did a great job. She made sure we were taken care of tonight.
All right. So before we move on to the actual main events for tonight, just some reminders. We are part of the Random Chatter Network. Please go over to randomchatter.com to check out all of our other shows. Membership through Patreon, access to the Escape Patch Discord channel, and our show merchandise through TeePublic. And I can still do that in one breath even while sick. So go me. Shannon has the martial arts quote for the week. So Shannon, take it away.
So I thought that if we were going to watch, you know, a Jackie Chan movie, I should find a Jackie Chan quote. And upon my searches, I found this one in particular, which I thought was really nice for the movie we watched this week, given what the plot is. So I picked martial arts is for defense. It's not for attacking. So when people are fighting, always, always defend. And I thought that was a good quote because that's pretty much all he's doing for like most of the movie. He's protection detail.
And
especially
maybe throw
the last
through,
scene.
And maybe throw them through a few panes of glass just to be on the safe side.
Yeah. I mean, that whole last scene, that fight is all because like they're going after the girl.
Yeah.
So technically, he's living up to the quote.
Sure.
Yeah.
But we are watching Police Story from 1985. Shannon, why don't you give us the details on that one?
So we are talking about Police Story. Police Story was released on December 14th, 1985. We don't know when it was released on DVD, but I was on its Wikipedia page earlier making sure I, like, understood the plot correctly. And I saw that there's, like, a collection of all the Police Story films. So somewhere, somehow, there was, a video release. So it grossed $113,164, which seems low to me because this movie was too good for that little money.
Well, this
but
is
it was also came out
$1985.
Yeah. So either way, it should have made more money than that. It was rated PG-13, and its runtime is a beautiful hour and 40 minutes. The cast, we got Jackie Chan as Chang Kakui. They always said it so fast I couldn't.
I know, I couldn't catch it either.
And obviously he's Lee in Rush Hour, but also he's everyone you've ever loved because Jackie Chan is life. Jackie Chan is love. he is the greatest. When I was a kid, my dad, because I used to do martial arts, obviously, and my dad got me his like his autobiography. And I just remember, like, sitting at karate reading it because I was like, I love Jackie Chan. Well, it's because I had to go to my sister's test, and obviously I wasn't going to sit there and watch my sister's test. So I read Jackie Chan's book. Nice. But he's just a joy. He's such a joy and a delight. And we are blessed to have him in this world.
Yes.
I played May. She was also flying snow in Hero. God bless. Brigitte Lin played Selena Fong, aka MVP. Young Chor played Mr. Chu Tao, our villain, man, Mr. Terrible. Uh-huh. Bill Tung played Inspector Bill Wong. Too close. And then Ken Tong played Tom. So it's a very good, very good fun time in this. Also, my friend told me that Michelle Yeoh is in Police Story 3, so
nice.
We might have to do more police stories and get to the queen.
Oh boy.
But what is Police Story about, you might ask? Because Police Story doesn't really tell you much about what the movie's about, so I'll tell you. A virtuous Hong Kong police officer must clear his good name when the drug lord he is after frames him for the murder of a dirty cop. Which is funny because
which is only like the last 40 minutes of the movie.
Guys, when we explained to you that this movie is bonkers, the first time I watched it, I was a little confused because I was like, what is this movie going to be about? Because you don't know. You do not know what this movie is going to be about. Even at the end, you're like, what is this movie about? You don't know. You don't know.
It's about a big fight in the mall.
Plot is secondary in this movie. And you know what? I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, but there's something. So like the fake assassination attempt on Selena, which is like, okay, why hasn't this guy killed her yet? And suddenly it's like, oh, this is staged.
The way he keeps trying to hide his face, like, it shouldn't matter if you're trying to kill her.
It shouldn't matter if you're trying to kill her. And that, why is it taking so bloody long to kill her? Not that I want her to die or anything, but why is it taking so bloody long? And then, why isn't Jackie Chan's character kicking the crap out of him? Oh, because it's his friend and coworker. So, wow, that was just long and unnecessary.
It was wild. Truly wild.
Yeah. And I spent a very unusual amount of time trying to figure out why there was a plaque from the city of Los Angeles in the police chief's office.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be like an award. Because I was thinking that too the first time I watched. I'm pretty sure it's like an award they got or something.
Award or like a sister city
sort of
thing.
Gift.
It's like, what? Why?
Yeah.
It's like, is this isn't in LA? And why? It was weird.
Yeah, and it's also like, what's really important to remember as well, and I don't remember if it's from like before or after when Britain left Hong Kong. I think it's before, because the police make a note of like their Western bosses, which means that the British police are probably above them still in this time period.
Well, it's 85, so yeah, they haven't.
Yeah,
the British haven't left yet.
Yeah, because Hong Kong was still under the rule of England. The United Kingdom at the time. We all know I mean England.
Yeah.
The United Kingdom does not rule anything. It was England.
It was 97 that they left.
Yeah, that's right. It was really, I thought it was that recent, but I had to hedge my bets because I'm often wrong. But yeah, so like there's a lot of references to the fact that it was still British occupied Hong Kong, which is why it also seems very like Westernized.
Yeah.
Because it was. So yeah, there's a lot going on to pick up historically in that, which is interesting as well. Yeah. Now I would die if this were me. I would die if any of this were me.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it also goes to show, like, so I don't know if, I mean, you probably remember this. This is more a question for, like, a rhetorical question for the listeners. But a few years ago, and by a few years ago, I mean, it was probably, like, 10 years ago now, a video went viral of Jackie Chan was receiving an award in China, you know, a film award of some sort. And mm-hmm. they actually had, like, a tribute done for him by his original stunt team, which I assume, because of the year of this film, included, like, they were part of this film, the police story, because Jackie Chan famously had, like, a studio of fight choreographers and stunt boys, and they would just do this. This was their job. This is what they did. They did crazy stunt movies. And I think Police Story was one of them. And so when you're watching this movie and you're seeing all these guys fighting, you can kind of see, like, you can kind of see why everybody loved him and loved working with him and loved doing these movies. Especially, like, what I really love about this movie is at the end, they have the behind the scenes of them filming the elevator, not the elevator, but the pole sliding bit. And that's, like, obviously you have to have a lot of trust and care and all that. So, like, remembering it, it just reminds me of that viral video. Mm-hmm. Of, like, him getting that tribute video from his original stunt team. Because, like, yeah, that's, clearly they did some pretty incredible stuff together. Oh, yeah, but I also got to say, Kakui is insane. Like, what's this man? Shut your mouth. Just stop. Stop talking for 5 minutes. And I'll get into that more in favorite character. He's not my favorite character, but there's a reason why I say that. But, like, stop talking. Just calm down. I mean, he reminds me a lot of myself, and that's probably why I'm sitting here like, please stop. But, well, like, everyone is begging him to stop, so it's not just me.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, that old, that saying, you know, better to keep your mouth shut and appear smart than open your mouth and remove all doubts, stuff like that, you know? The wise man says nothing. The idiot just, you know, runs his mouth or something, whatever.
Oh, he certainly runs his mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure does.
Yeah, he can't explain anything to anyone, like, in a way that doesn't want me to smack him.
Yeah.
Although if I smacked him, he'd probably punch me back.
True.
Yeah.
It's true.
Very true. So who was your favorite character?
I put Selena. Let me tell you why. I do have two reasons, but I knew what my answer was going to be for this question when I watched the scene in his apartment, because when he accidentally upsets May, Selena actually tries to help fix it immediately. She gives him every opportunity to secretly fix it with May. And guess what? This man does everything wrong. He just keeps running his mouth. And Selena, she keeps leading him. She's giving him easy toys.
Oh, he's completely clueless.
And he is completely clueless. And, like, she even, like, she's like, oh, but you're like, fond of her, right? And you know, he's just like, oh, yeah, I'm super fond of her. But, like, I'm not going to tell her that. Or some, I forget what he said, but it was, like, still insulting. And May was like, she's doing everything she can to be this cop who has harassed her. She's doing everything she can to be his wingman.
Uh-huh.
And he's just not getting it. He's just not getting it. And honestly, I think, and I know it ruined the court case, but I think her revenge was justified.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
When she found out that he set her up, and so she did she sat on the cactus. Good for you, girlfriend, because you know what? You tried to save this man's relationship. You tried, and all he did was send a fake assassin after you. Yeah, sit on his cactus, record him spilling juice on you, pretend, like, do free things instead. You go, girl. And also, I was also impressed, like, later in the movie when she's downloading the data. And I was like, she's just putting herself in danger for the mission. And, like, You go, Selena. You did not have to do that, but you did, and I'm proud of you. And so that's why I, Selena.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna agree with you and say my favorite character was actually Selena. I also had May down, but that's because
May's great.
Yeah, you know, May does not deserve to be treated like a piece of crap the way Jackie Chan's character treated her, and damn.
I'm glad she was like, he brought her along at the end.
Yes.
And she was like, she finally fully knew what was going on, fully informed, and she was there to help. And he got like, he went into beast mode when, what's his name, kicked her down the stairs.
Yeah, this is like, true.
Yeah, so he did kind of redeem himself. Also, the moped scene is the funniest thing. Like, it shouldn't, it's not supposed to be funny. Yeah, when he accidentally pulls her off. And then, like, he overloads her acceleration like a Mario Kart game and causes her to, like, lose control of the moped. Listen, she deserves so much better.
She does.
You deserve so much better than him. I'm glad he showed up for her at the end, but do better.
Yeah.
Or even the phone call when he was working and he couldn't just tell her, oh, well, I'm working. Like, I'm really sorry, but they left me alone with the phones. No.
No. No.
No, he couldn't even do that.
No, can't do that either.
He couldn't even do that. Like,
how was he given such a sensitive job to do?
Yeah, and I'm sitting here like, we're all rooting for you. Why can't you just do it? Do your job.
Yeah.
I did like that bit though on the phone where the woman was like, well, I was R-worded. And he was like, oh, when? Last year. Oh no, why are you telling me now? Well, are there any pills I could take? He's like, well, I can find out. Like, I mean, he's still a decent guy.
It's been
a
year. That's funny. A little too late, but okay. Yeah. Okay.
I love how, but his first response was just like, okay, I can find out about the pills for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was nice.
That was
good
nice.
Good job. That was some good solidarity, but you're right. It was a year ago, so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, anything that would have resulted from that would have already, you know, shaken out by within a year. But, yeah. Wow. I mean, I kind of get why you wanted to watch it, but so I was just like, okay, so much of this is like, it's just a big stunt piece. It's not like, I had to take my brain off the hook and just.
But
like,
that's why it. I picked it. I'm so sure you could take your brain off the hook. It's a weird movie.
It turned out to be a good thing for me, but still, it was just like. Why and how? This is not necessary, but okay. Sure. All right.
It's fun as heck.
It is. What were some of your favorite moments in the movie?
Obviously, the pole slide at the end. And normally, when I'm watching a movie, I don't expect to see multiple angles shown, but that deserved it.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was a scary, dangerous stunt, and Jackie Chan actually did it. And I respect, you know, you gotta put respect on his name. Like, the whole mall fight is great. Like, the whole thing. I mean, I was dying inside when that guy got kicked down the escalator, because that's like my biggest fear. But like, and the noise he made when he went down, terrible. But that big fight is just really cool. And then it's capped off by that slide down the pole. And then over the credits, you get to see the behind the scenes of how they set that up, which is even cooler. And like, seeing more angles of it and just the lights popping. It's spectacular.
Yeah.
It's spectacular. I also love when he's holding on to the bus on his shoes.
Uh-huh. Good.
Like, it's a little crazy. That's some video game stuff you're doing there, sir. But I respect it. I respect it completely. I gotta say, I love that scene where Selena's trying to be his wingman.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great. Also, the scene with the cops where Selena's in with them and they're just trying to intimidate the lawyer. And they're all just like, as soon as he leaves, they all just start doing stuff. And she's just like, what is going on? What is going on? What is happening here? What is going on in this place? So there's some good humor in it, I think. And I like it a lot.
Yeah, I agree. I did like the fight on the bus. That was interesting. The lawyer's reasoning for why he couldn't have positively identified the mobster in the bus was wow. That those were some leaps of logic I could not get my head around at all.
Absolutely bonkers. Don't you know the saying, it is always darkest before the dawn? I did think it was very funny that they took that whole like idea of like just trying to put doubt in the jury's heads and like took it to 11. Like what if I brought up the fact that Twilight is quite dark? Like, it's just so funny.
But why didn't anyone say that it was broad daylight when the actual operation went down?
No logic, only fun.
Okay. I understand. The fight in the parking lot was really, really cool.
Yeah.
That poor car, how they managed to drive that car off. Again, okay, logic, I need to turn my brain off. Okay. And yeah, the mall fight was really good. It longer than it probably needed to be, but you know, it was fun.
It's just, you know, they want to show off their talents and skills. And honestly, I'm mad impressed that Jackie Chan could skateboard on a moving clothing rack.
Yes.
And could body slam someone with a motorcycle. Like, it's just about seeing, like, what these men did with as little wire work and stunt double work. Mm-hmm. Because they're just, this is what they do. This is what they wanted to show off their skills. And, damn, they really did.
And show off what they were putting, what they can put their bodies through. I mean,
yeah, that too. Like, and I mean, it goes to show why, you know, I Jackie Chan stepped away from doing this sort of thing. And I saw quotes about it and stuff, and how he said, like, you know, you realize your body will not last, and I want to be able to keep doing this, keep acting. And it's like, yeah, if you keep doing stuff like that final stunt, you're going to put your body through so much, you know, hell that you're not going to be able to do that for much longer. And he said, like, I want to be able, like, I forget, I probably have the exact quote up, but he said something about, like, I want to be able to live healthy and into my 70s. And that's not something I can do if I keep doing this. I could probably find it really fast because I left it open.
Which is odd because, I mean, apparently there are stories that Jackie Chan gave Jet Li crap during the Forbidden Kingdom because Jet Li used stunt devils and Jet Li's hips are shot and stuff, so he can't do some of the stuff
he said action stars have a shelf life. I mean, I don't know when he said this either, so it could be that things changed. He also said he wanted to keep filming until his body tells him to stop, but that's probably before his body started telling him to stop. But yeah, he said, action stars have a shelf life, but actors go on till 70 or 80. I want people to say that Jackie is a good actor who can also do action.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, that kind of brings that back around to like some of the, you know, mostly white, mostly male trolls that frequent my dojo's Instagram page, where they talk about, you know, how this would never work in, you know, Aikido would never work in real life, you'd never survive in the octagon, you know, all this stupid crap. And it's like, dude, I want to be able to do this when I'm 80.
Yeah.
And if I practice with the intention of killing everyone, nobody I practice with is going to be doing this when we're 80.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, chill the bleep out and, just let us practice with joy, and you can practice however you want to practice until your body is no longer capable of allowing you to practice that way.
Yeah. I found some very interesting quotes that actually also are good for this movie. He said, being a stunt coordinator, I have to take care of not only myself, but I have to make sure everyone is safe. Sometimes I pick up the camera because I choreograph all the fighting scenes, even when I'm not fighting, which you can see him doing in Police Story.
Well, he directed this one.
Yeah, he did. And yeah. I love, you can see him making sure all those like perfect angles for you. Like, let me throw myself off a cliff. I've been making films for 56 years, including being a child actor, low-class stuntman, high-class stuntman, stunt coordinator, and producer. And I made over 250 movies. He said, as an actor, I think you have to try everything. I don't want to be an action star. Action stars' lives are very short. Mm-hmm. So that is probably like something that has come to change as he's gotten older, as he started doing less.
Yeah.
All this.
Yeah.
And then the most important one, which I brought up earlier, I like to treat my crew as family. All the crew right now still work with me. Same crew, same cameraman.
Nice.
So like, yeah, nice. That tracks with like what we've heard, like all those early movies he did with the same team over and over again.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like I'm looking through the trivia for this movie, like he was hospitalized for the stunt
where
he flips over the balcony,
and
stuff like that. So like, dude, even when he was doing this, it was just like, ow.
He was putting his body through absolute hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, he's... Jackie Chan is a treasure.
He is.
And I'm very glad to live in at least some of the same time period as him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So any other thoughts on this movie before we close up and go back, both of us go back to our separate beds?
It's very fun. Very fun movie.
It is a very fun movie. Don't try to logic your way out of it. You will fail.
Don't do any of this at home.
And never try any of this at home.
You will die.
Yes.
You will literally die.
And you'll be spending a fortune in stunt glass, at the very least.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. So much stunt glass, or the sugar glass or whatever they were using for this.
Yeah.
Because, my God, I was anxious the whole time.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of glass there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so next month, August,
what are we watching?
Well, we're gonna watch. I finally made a decision, and we're gonna watch Fearless from 2006.
Okay.
Speaking of Jet Li, and that is going. And then September, we'll be talking about Cobra Kai season 5.
Yay! Cobra Kai
will be back. Yay!
So excited.
Yep. All right. So, until next month, guys. That's going to do it for us. Make sure you clean up, bow out. We're locking the doors, and we'll talk to you next month.
Bye.